Okay. Good morning, everybody. One minute. Trying to learn how to navigate this. This has been an interesting session, and I think the presentations bring different views of similar data that we are working on. I am not going to do a research type of presentation. This is a demonstration of a web-based interactive reporting system. It's a state-based reporting system developed by the Illinois Emergency Medical Services for Children Program, EMSC. My name is Ruth Kaffenstock. I'm part of the data staff for the EMSC program in Illinois. Data disclaimer. The project that I'm going to present, the web-based query system, has been supported in part by the Illinois Department of Transportation and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau that funds the EMSC program in Illinois as well as in other states. In this presentation, I would like to introduce you to the EMSC program very briefly. So I put this project into the context of this program. I will describe the Illinois EMSC data reporting system and discuss some of its strengths and limitations. In brief, the National EMSC program was initiated in 1884 when there was a growing awareness of the deficiency in emergency medical care for children. The Illinois EMSC program, in 1985, the national level started funding states, providing grant fundings for their initiatives to support emergency care initiatives in their states. Illinois started the EMSC program in 1994. Its mission is to enhance the healthcare preparedness for pediatric emergencies, critical care and trauma, and more recently, pediatric disaster preparedness too. The Illinois EMSC is actually a public-private partnership between the Illinois Department of Public Health and Loyola University Medical Center. And as a public health program, it is under the Division of Emergency Medical Services and Highway Safety within the Illinois Department of Public Health. The scope of activities of the program is professional training and awareness campaign, assurance of ED and hospital preparedness for pediatric patient care through a facility recognition process, which is a voluntary process that hospitals go through in Illinois, and data promotion and dissemination initiatives. I will be talking about our data promotion and dissemination activities. The data component of the EMSC program has basically three different areas in which we work, data systems, data reports, and applied research. Those are ongoing research. I will be talking more specifically about the Illinois EMS data reporting system, our web-based data query system. The website is an umbrella website in which we all have heard here how to be able to capture better information and injuries. We look at the different databases. What we try to accomplish with this website is through providing information under the same umbrella website on four different databases, statewide databases, we'll be able to get a more comprehensive information on injuries in Illinois. This website contains four statewide databases, the mortality data, hospital discharge, crash, traffic crash report data, and trauma registry. EMSC works in collaboration with two state agencies and one state organization to obtain this data and report in a limited fashion, but report some of this data with a quick turnaround in terms of reporting. The mortality data and the trauma registry data are owned by the Illinois Department of Public Health. The hospital discharge data originates from the Illinois Hospital Association and the crash reports from the Illinois Department of Transportation. The initial purpose of the reporting system, which was launched in 2000, was to support the creation of a data and surveillance system for medical emergencies and injuries in Illinois. Surveillance not from the standpoint of collecting data. We wanted to be able to utilize data that has been collected by the state and population level data to make it available to those who may need to use the data, program planners, policy developers, and the public in general, road safety researchers too, and the road safety community. At the time that this website was launched, that was a time in which many states were working to develop similar projects and make their data available to the public through the web. I have read the recent report that today, it's a very recent report, that today about 27 states have data query systems online available and encompassing many different databases. The specific objectives of the EMS data reporting system, once as I mentioned, is to create an umbrella query system with a comprehensive set of injury and health-related data. That's why we are using both morbidity, mortality data, and more specifically with the motor vehicles, we use also the traffic crash report. Injury data is, at a population level, it's fragmented into different databases that will characterize data in very specific points in time. By having all those databases side by side, we would hope to provide the data user with the opportunity to capture information, related information in injuries or other health events from those different data sets. For example, motor vehicle injury, you have information that provides road conditions, whether a person was using seatbelt or not, the vehicle type. Those are pre-event types of information and factors. You have the injury information per se, and in some of the databases, we have the post-injury, which relates to the outcome, be it health outcome, length of stay, charges, and so forth, that one would obtain on the hospital discharge data. A second objective was to be able to allow easy and quick access to state and local level data, and to provide a user-friendly interface with key data elements and very basic statistics. This table gives you the state of the status of this database in terms of volume of data. For each one of the databases, we have 12 to 14 years of data, and as you can see on the rightmost column, there are a great number of records in which users can draw upon when they query the data. I would like to give you an idea of the flow of data. Since we are secondary users of the data, I would like to give you an idea of how this data is processed. The data evidently is originally collected by the agencies that own and generate this information. And we have a series of agreements with all the agencies in which we obtain the data on a yearly basis. Again, the agencies are the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Illinois Department of Transportation, and the Hospital Association. Once we receive the data, either electronically through FTPing the data or in physical media like CDs, we will store safely the data either in our equipment or physically in a secure location. We will upload the information, the data, to the computers in which we will be processing the data, and we go through three steps. The very first one, we do a data quality review in which we will be reviewing any database for the integrity of the data, for the accuracy of the information that is contained there, and for completeness of the data. looking again at what we do with missing information and amount of missing information. During this process, we go back and forth with the agency. Again, it's a collaborative process with those who manage and administer the databases. And it is a good feedback process for them because we capture some things in the data that they may not have perceived in their own data quality control because we look at them at, from a different perspective. Once we completed our review, we will do a subset of the data to look at to extract only the data elements that we will make available on the web, and we will prepare aggregate files. An important part of this web application is that the backstage database does not contain individual records. Does not contain individual death certificate files or patient admission records. Those we go through a process of aggregating this data. We recall the data so that we don't have very specific ages. We have age groups, for example, for this data element. If we are talking about the traffic crash database, we will group the vehicle in certain groups, and this is what is going to be in the records. And every record is actually a collective record of certain characteristics. Once those files are prepared, they are uploaded to the Illinois Department of Public Health servers for update of the web application. This is a map of the web application. We have a home page, we have two auxiliary files, one which provides a tutorial, the other ones with links to contact individuals that own the databases, in the agencies that own the databases. And then we have for each one of those databases the very same structure. Each one will contain a database description page, a data dictionary, a query form, and evidently the results output page. This is how our homepage looks like. I'm going to zoom in into some portions of it. This is the navigation banner in which the user can navigate to any page and any of the databases that they would like to look at. We have a welcoming introduction to the website, very brief. Then we, again, very briefly explain how to use the system and if the user wants to get a more in-depth understanding on how to navigate the system, they can go to a tutorial page. There are some additional information and, again, links to the database and acknowledgement to the Department of Transportation and the Bureau of Maternal and Child Health for supporting this initiative. And what I would like to do now, I will go over one of the databases with you to show an example of how to navigate this website. We chose to pick up the traffic crash report. We then move into the data description page. It has three major parts, one that describes the data. It will tell the user what it's contained in this database. The originating agency that owns the database, in this case, IDOT, and the criteria for record entry in the database. In the case of the traffic crash report, any crashes that involve injury, fatal or non-fatal, or property or vehicle damage of $500 or more will be entered in the system. That is, it's not all the crashes that occur. Those are all the crashes that occur within these conditions, and they need to have happened in a public roadway, too. So anything in private roadways will not be entered in this system. We then give a brief description of data limitations that we have encountered as we do our data review, as we work with those agencies. Any major limitation that we think may affect the data that is going to be queried, we will report to the user here and also in the results page. What you cannot see here, but if we were to scroll down, there is a list of the data elements. A very brief list. Then we move into the data dictionary in which the user will have a description of every single data element that is used, the categories that are being used for each one of the data elements that one can query upon, and if we have done any major recoding on the data, either on the description page or on the comments page, there will be additional information to inform the user. Here is a zoom in into the table and how it's structured for the data dictionary. Then we move into the query form. Particularly for the crash report, there are two levels in which the user can query crash, traffic crash information: at the crash level, in which the actual crash is the unit of analysis, or at the person level, that can be queried either for occupants of motor vehicle, drivers and passengers, or non-occupants, pedestrians, bicyclists, equestrians, and non-motorized road users. We're going to do a query, demonstration on the query for occupants of motor vehicle. This is the query page. It has, again, three parts: a very descriptive title, a box with the query criteria, and a box with the results layout. I'm going to zoom in on the query criteria. Those are the data elements. There are many more data elements on the person level file on the original source data, but those are the data elements that we utilize for this web query system. And here, what is highlighted is a query for those age 0 to 14, only for occupants, and towards the bottom for, okay, for the year of 2006 and Cook County. The results layout allows you to customize your results by the one of those data elements. In this case, I chose injury severity on descending frequency and looking both at the frequency table and a bar graph. Once the send query button is hit, the results page will appear. It has three components on the page. One is the data that is displayed, which here is displayed in bar graph and in table with frequencies and the proportional distribution. There will be, if it is applicable, there will be notes referring to cautions, cautioning the users about the use of the data and reading the data if necessary, and the criterion in which the query was drawn upon, so that the user will have that information with him when he prints out the data. There are some links on the bottom to the individuals that can respond further questions. We do use safeguards to ensure data confidentiality. We use self-suppression rules and data aggregation. The self-suppression rules that we use is anything with any row on the table with the findings of 5 or less will not be displayed if there is only one. If there is only one row, we will suppress the next lowest frequency too. Because the total at the bottom is actually the total for that query. We also use data aggregation. When applicable, we may combine categories. They will go under the label of all others, and we will be able to show a frequency for that particular category that is combining other categories that have small cell size for frequency. I would like to show you some of the use of the data. This is not a capability of the system to generate graphs. What we are able to generate with the system is frequencies. Users can customize their query in any one of those databases separately. They are not linked. And obtain absolute frequencies and proportional distribution. We can utilize this data for rate calculation, and that is a capability that some other states will have available on their web data query system. We don't have them just yet. In this example, we are looking at the 5 major causes of pediatric hospitalization for 0 to 14 years old. We are looking, injury is the lowest line that you see there. We have been observing nationwide as well as in Illinois a decrease in hospitalizations, and we were looking at the 5 major causes. that decrease has been contributed by all of those, by four of those major causes, not by mental disorders, unfortunately. So we utilize the data for the numerators and the census data to generate the rates. This is the table containing the information from the previous graph. This is another example in which we are exploring side by side the different databases. We are looking at absolute frequencies here too. Those are counts for a five-year period in which you look at the events of injured, both fatal and non-fatal motor vehicle occupants, non-occupants. We are also looking at trauma admissions and mortality, and we do see, and again, those are counts, but in exploring the data, we observe that there is a decrease in all of them throughout this time period. And again, this is focused on exploratory research and not analytical. This is the data for the previous graph. In terms of website usage, we do keep track of the statistics for the web use, and we have seen an increase. It started in August of 2000. We've been able to track since 2002. There has been an increase in the number of visits. Visits are defined as a 30-minute period, and I'm not talking about hits. In terms of hits, there would be many more in which it's when the event in which one page is accessed, but we can see here an increase in the usage. One of the strengths of this system is the wealth of population level data that it brings together on the emergency medical service, trauma event and hospitalizations, easy access to state and local level data. It's limited data, but it's available to the public at large and at a quick turnaround. And we attempt to make every data element that is common throughout the database standardized to be as consistent as possible across the database, like using the same age grouping and whenever possible, trying to recall the data so we can compare across the databases. The limitations of this system is, as I said, we have the four databases. One can examine them separately, but they are not integrated at the individual record level. That would be the work of record linkage, which actually is being done in the Illinois Department of Transportation through the CODES initiative, the Crash Outcome Initiative, that looks at linkage of motor vehicle injury records from the crash report and linking them to hospital data. Another limitation is that we provide limited statistics, mainly frequency and proportional distribution, and at this point it does not allow for cross tabulation or other descriptive computations. The opportunities that we see evidently is to continue to add years of data so we can continue to be looking at trends in this data and build up the complexity of the reports with cross tabulation rates and export utility for the tables. This is our address, and I do have some handouts if anybody is interested.
Thank you. We have one or two quick questions. Anybody? If you have any other questions, you can come up anytime. Gentleman on the back.
Did you purchase the underlying database from another state, or did you create this from scratch?
We created it from scratch. There are, as I mentioned, there are about 27 states that have different types of query systems. We started when many of them were started. One of the oldest one is from Missouri. It's a very nice web application too. We started ours from scratch. It was all developed in-house. With the collaboration of the agencies from which we obtained the data, and it housed with the data staff, web developers, coders, and data management personnel.
You said these four databases weren't in any way linked, but can individual researchers get the data behind this query system, and are there any unique identifiers?
Yeah, in order for a researcher to obtain the data for a linkage, one, it would need to be individual record data. It would be the source data. Our data, as after manipulation, and once it is in the production database, it's no longer an individual record data, and would never allow for a record linkage. The record linkage, the user would, the researcher would need to go through the specific channels in each one of those agencies. And evidently, once HIPAA has started, you know, this may be a somewhat lengthy process to obtain the data. And that's how a researcher would need to go about for obtaining with the different agencies the data. Now, some will lend themselves for linkage better than others because they may contain more or less information. Some agencies may not release some of the personal identifiers, may release some of them but not others. So that will also vary. One would need to do a feasibility study to see how well you would be able to do this linkage. Now, again, as I mentioned, the Illinois Department of Transportation has received the CODES initiative grant, and they are doing for the state of Illinois the record linkage.
But they do best match the unique identifier.
They use a probabilistic match. There is a model that they use from the NHTSA and from the CODES initiative. There is a very specific software that they use to do the probabilistic linkage. They do not do deterministic linkage.
Okay, I think this is it. This was a great session to me. I've learned a lot. I hope the same to you. Thank you all for coming. If you have more questions, please come to the presenters. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was, wasn't it, Linda, that the wall somehow evolved to
You know what? I bet somebody's going to come in here and switch it up. Because I don't see.